Well, why would the staff shouldn't be allowed to eat? They got paid. You're so mean.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, step right in. Gonna sing you a song about me and my little ding dong. I don't care if you're watching right now. Molly's not here, but Gracie is, Super Gracie, and she is not being viewed. Oh, there she is. On time as usual. All right. Thanks for joining the show with everybody else. We're recording right now, Molly.
Oh, are we? Yeah. Well, Ziggy needed to know where the paint was at.
Ziggy.
Ziggy's back.
We will talk about Ziggy in a minute. First of all, I want to say thanks for tuning in. Make sure you rate, review, like, follow, download, whatever. We got a couple of emails, you know, what works best to help us out. And I'm like, just do it all. Just subscribe or follow if you're on Apple or Spotify. And basically it just comes to you. You don't have to look at it or anything like that. You'll just have it. And then, yeah, you keep doing that for us and then write reviews and stuff like that if you have time. That all helps. That all helps for sure. But thank you real quick. Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab, they are our sponsor of the Big Party Show, all right? They're located in the heart of Dundee, 50th and Underwood, right there, all right? So you can call in for pickup or order online. Their online is eatafkdundee.com, or you can call them at 402-504-3223. If you haven't had it yet, you need to get some culture going on. It's fantastic. It's uncomparable.
The curry fries.
Yeah, the curry fries we talk about all fantastic. The time.
And so. They come in cones.
Yeah.
So it's really cute. Like they come in like a cone like they would in Europe, and it's like with a little fork.
Yeah.
So you can have it. Have a little fork. So you don't get, well, because you get, otherwise you get like the little, the curry powder.
You get the yellow curry over. Fingers, like Cheetos.
You've got like Cheetos. Yes, yeah. Exactly. You get Cheeto paws.
Yeah, so
but they make stuff fresh every day. So all their sauces or salads, all that stuff is getting, I mean, it is so stinking good. They've got 6 different sauces that you can get. So you can like get a sandwich, you could get a salad, you could get a plate. They've got this really yummy plate that I personally love. It's called meat and potatoes, and it is the gyro meat that they shave off of the cone.
Yeah.
And then they serve it over the curry fries.
I'm
because
doing that.
Because it's just not enough. Like,
I'm going today.
You have to get that.
I'm going today.
Yes.
I was telling Wylene, I'm like, you know, I can't get there in time. There she goes. She got some merch from Amsterdam. See what you get when you sponsor our show? You get extra love. You
love,
know?
Hell, love, love, love.
I'll come over and make you breakfast. Yeah, thanks to Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab once again. All right, live show. Just want to let you know those tickets are on sale already. You can get them through Eventbrite. But look us up on our Big Party Show page, our Instagrams and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And there's an invite there. There's links there and everything like that. But it's going to be on the 12th of July. It's a Saturday, and it's a Saturday night at that. So doors open up at 6:30. Show's going to start at 7:30. And primarily, we're just going to do the podcast with you guys. So we're going to have a like, nice little audience, fun interaction. And
the difference is that it's live, and it's also we'll all be drinking.
Yeah.
Drinking and having a good time.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That's right. We will be.
I love the fact that we'll have custom drinks, too.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's going like to be one good. Of my faves.
And that's going to be a little competition between us, you think? Or no, does it even matter?
You know what? It's always, you know what? I'm always up for a little healthy competition.
Okay.
Because you're going to have the big Particus.
Which I haven't nailed down exactly what it is yet.
Right.
But I will. And you're going to have the cat's meow or something like that. Meow.
Cat tail.
The cat
tail. Instead of a cocktail, it's a cat tail.
It's a cat tail. Okay.
Mew.
Mew. Okay. So yeah, get tickets.
I want to get little plastic cats.
Well, you got to order those.
Tails. I know. I've got to do that. I got to put it on my to-do list. Order plastic cats. Because that, I think, would really tip things for me. If people got a toy. You know what I mean? Like, is yours going to have anything special?
Yeah.
What's yours? I ordered
I ordered straws that
you ordered straws
resemble a penis, so everybody can enjoy.
This isn't a bachelorette party; it's a live podcast. Writing down plastic. Grace, I'm going to ask you to remind me about the plastic cats, because I know that Grace would be in
on it. She probably has some in her pocket, actually.
Right. So I'm going to count on Grace to keep me on the straight and narrow.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you need information, you can reach out to us at bpscrasher@gmail.com or leave us a message or call us at 402-915-0960. I want to hit up a couple of these emails real quick. I love it when you know, people email us and stuff like that, and, you know, and leave messages. This one is, how would you say, versus ick?
Yes. That
versus ick
moment.
All right. This is Brianna. She said, longtime listener, first time emailer. Love you guys. I love the new podcast even more than your radio show. All right. So she was listening to the podcast when we were talking about what is the ick? What is our ick? Well, she said that she thought about it, her husband, and what he made decide that he was a keeper was because of the not the ick.
She said there's plenty of icks.
There's plenty of icks with her husband, but it was that she had to go to the And basically, it was when he would do baby talk to his dogs.
Oh, come here, little thing. She found her person, because if Peter started doing that, yes, I think I would be like, ick. He started like baby talking to Murray. You are such a baby Kate. You are my baby Kate. I think I would be like, oh my God, don't take my script.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the email. Also, we got, I need to, sometimes they don't leave names. You know, I wish. Oh, Becky. This is Becky. She said that she was listening to the show and she misses being able to call the show, but you can call us, leave a message. Heck, if give me your phone number, I will call you through my phone, if that's all right. But anyway, she was talking about the Employee of the Month t-shirt.
Yes. Right,
so we announced on Monday that the Employee of the Month for June, and it was Peter, her husband.
Which he was like, do I get a t-shirt? That was like his first question.
Was it really?
And then he's like, should I wear it to the show? And I was like, He said, I didn't even know I was in the running. I mean,
anything and everyone that's involved with the show. I mean,
and he's like, I do feel like an employee of the show. He's like, I'm sure Wylene does too.
Yes. I didn't know if he was going to get mad because of the vote for him, because I thought I would be like, why are you picking on? Why is that group of people picking on Molly like that?
No, are you kidding me? He's like, accolades for me. Another person who's in camp, I'm great.
Yes. Yes, Peter, you'll be getting a shirt. And she said that she thinks that Molly's shirt should say, nope, not this month either. That's funny.
Which I love the idea of.
Not this month either. Okay. Because
you know, nope is sort of like my go-to, especially with the kids. Like, nope.
Nope. So there's that email, and then I can go down these later and read them up. But anyway, so you got a weird email I want to talk about real quick. What did you get?
Oh my God. Okay. So I opened up my email and I had this weird note, and it was weird. It caught my eye because it was my email address. It looked as though I sent an email to myself.
Okay.
And it opens up and it says, hello, pervert.
They know you well.
I was like, well, obviously. What is this, note to self? It says, hello, pervert. Yeah. I've sent this message from your Microsoft account. I want to inform you about a very bad situation for you. However, you can benefit from it if you act wisely. Basically, this person is saying that they've installed spyware onto my devices and that they caught me
like pleasuring yourself. No,
but the way they phrase it, it's I'm a dude.
Yes. I mean, okay. All right.
Jerking the turkey. Like that kind of, like, you know what I mean? One of those things where I was like, turkey. I was like, well, first of all, I don't visit any of those sites. And secondly, I don't think you would have anything of me jerking anything.
So what are they saying?
Like, they're given the questionable genre, it's almost always the same that you are a sick person. And I was like, what do you think I'm watching? No one knows where your perversion might lead in the future. I was like, damn, okay.
So they're going to, they're threatening you. Do they want money then? They want money, obviously.
$1400 to their, you know, cryptocurrency account. Don't even try to find them, because the thing with cryptocurrency is that they're anonymous. And don't even try to call the police, because we've got all of your devices tapped.
Is that that's what it says?
Yes. And it says, okay. Good luck, my perverted friend. I hope this is the last time we hear from each other.
So
and
pay
some
me.
Friendly advice from now on. Don't be so careless about your online security.
Oh.
Like, what in the world did I stumble across?
How dumb are they? That's obviously that was the thing that's been going on for years. And basically they set the amount at a level where the FBI can't get involved.
Oh, really? Is 1400 like below
something like that. Right. And then, so sadly this happened, and a kid ended up committing suicide to it because he was afraid that all of his friends and everyone was going to, there was afraid that they had the pictures. Yeah,
Like, I'm a mother of two and like
you're not a dude.
I'm not a dude. So there's no jerking. And I mean, but I think from now on, whenever you call me,
mm-hmm.
you need to say, hello, pervert.
Okay. All right. Writing it down. Pervert. Hello, pervert.
I mean, that's what caught my attention. I mean, talk about a salutation. I mean, that really, you're like, well, that has the hooks in me. I want to know what you think you know about me.
About
and then
you.
The more I read it, I was like, oh, that's not why I'm a pervert.
Okay.
You don't know me at all.
And I changed your name on my phone to Molly the Pervert.
Okay, perfect.
So that way I don't forget ever to call you. Hello, pervert.
Hello, pervert. God. Yeah, so that was my email the other day. I was like, well, better reply to that ASAP.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I got that email a long time ago, similar to that.
Uh-huh.
Saying similar, not as brass as yours. Like, don't try this and don't try that, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty much saying, pay me money. We got this and that. And if you don't, we're going to, throw the images and everything like that all over social media. Right.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, go ahead.
You're like, okay.
I don't care.
I mean, all right.
Keep my face out of it if you could. That's, and I literally, Molly, I deleted it. I'm like, okay, go ahead.
The only reason I kept it is because real. I wanted to share it on the show because I was like, well, this is just so fantastic. Because we've been doing a show together for a long time, and that was always our running joke. I'd be like, oh my God, you guys, I just got an email from this guy who's hot and horny. And he was wondering if I was looking for a date. Should I email him back? Like, that was like one of my favorite bits that we did off air. Because I was like, you know, here's another one who's looking for a sloppy slut.
Aren't they the greatest?
Because these emails are just, and all I can think is that what list did you put me on? Because I wouldn't put it past you to be like, sign up for this. Yes, you. Like, I wouldn't put it past you to have you sign me up for something. And then next thing you know, I'm just getting... Because, like, when I started getting those walk-in bathtubs, I was like, I think that must be party. Sign me up.
No, it wasn't, though. I haven't done that to you yet. God, why haven't I done that to you yet? That's stupid. I should have done stuff like that.
What algorithm am I where I'm getting stuff for, if I ever worked at Fort Lejeune... If I ever need a walk-in bathtub and apparently slutty housewife, I'm like, where did I click on a coupon where they're like, this is
obviously
captured.
A slut.
This is, exactly.
Wow. Well, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
And just to be on a serious note, if you're listening, you have children, the teenagers, whatever the case is, talk to them about this email, please, because if they have an email account and they get an email like that, they're not going to know what to do. It's going to traumatize them. It's going to be awful. So just say, hey, if you get a weird email regarding you doing whatever you do on the internet when I'm not around, don't worry, you know, just talk to me first. But yeah, that's a scam.
I know. I mean, I think that that's a conversation that my husband needs to have with our son. Like, I think if I had knocked on Declan's door and was like, hey, bud, if you ever get an email about, he'd be like, oh my God, I want to spontaneously combust in this site right now. Listen, babe, if you're ever online watching adult videos and you get an email and somebody says that they recorded you, it'd be like, stop talking right now.
Exactly. But yeah, okay. All right. So we're going to do a Diddy update real quick. I do have a message from a Benny. She wants to know about that strawberry full moon tonight. That's tonight. It's a full moon, and it's the last time you'll see a moon like this in 18, almost 19 years. So this is kind of a big deal. And so she had mentioned something about you and your moon water. I'm assuming that would be a thing, right?
I wonder if I should put it out in my strawberry container.
No, you could. It's a strawberry moon. And that's
right.
And it's due to like a little farmers again. Yeah.
I've got a strawberry bowl.
Yeah, like why not?
It looks like a strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Joe Peter.
In that.
Employee of the month.
Like, oh my God. Employee of the month. Where's my t-shirt? I was like, you're never going to get it.
Are you going to do it?
Yes, I will. Okay. I will absolutely do it.
And for those who just don't know, what is it about the moon tea or moon water, whatever the hell
it is. It's supposed to be like magically charged. Like it's supposed to have some sort of, you know, good healing mystical properties. Listen, any port in a storm, okay?
The world
is crazy right now.
Sure it is.
Moon water is going to make me feel like I'm having a big hug from the universe. Then like pour it out, baby. Like let's have at it.
Because you never know. I mean, if this is a special moon, we won't see it again. What if it, I don't know, made you fly? Maybe
oh my
made
God, can you even imagine if all of a sudden I'm like, moon water, moon man.
No longer a pervert.
I'm no longer a pervert. I'm a moon person. They're like, okay, so she's crazy. She's not a pervert. She's nuts.
Okay. Yeah, so there you go. There's that. Also want to say College World Series. The teams are set. So, yeah, first game is going to be Friday. We're going to go into all those because, Molly, we're going to do the chick pick that we do every year via the mascots.
Yes, and we'll which is like my money favorite on it and thing
see what happens.
Do.
So, so we'll do that on Fridays before it all kicks off.
Are the Beavers in?
Is that Oregon State Beavers? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, no, Oregon State Beavers. Might be the Duck. It's Oregon's the Beavers. I think Oregon State are the Ducks, aren't they?
Yeah.
One of them's the Ducks and one of them's the Beavers. And I always pull for Beaver.
Okay. Yes, you do. Oregon State Beavers. Yes, you love Beavers.
I love Beavers.
Uh-huh.
You I've like got to a Beaver
hug
sweatshirt.
Them and pet them and
I've got a sweatshirt with a Beaver on it, pervert. As a matter of fact, I wore my Beaver sweatshirt the other day, and I got many compliments.
Did you really? Yes. Everyone likes Beaver. I mean,
who love Beaver?
I know. It's the international animal that everyone loves. Coastal Carolina is going to be playing Arizona. So
here's my other question, because when the Beavers are in, I always want to know, are the Gamecocks playing?
No.
Damn it.
No, they didn't
One
make it.
One of these
it.
Days, I
They're
am
playing
going
Louisville.
To- They are.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, the Gamecocks aren't in the series at all.
No, All right. So you got Coastal Carolina.
Okay.
The Chanticleers.
Chanticleer. Yes.
I'm doing this real time.
Let's not do it today. We'll have it prepared for Friday. I just wanted to know about the Beavers and the Gamecocks on account of the fact that in my magical final two, it's the Cocks versus the Beavers. And at some point, I'm going to have that magic moment because magic I want a t-shirt moment. That says Cox versus Beaver.
Didn't they play at one given time? Because your Beavers are going to be taking on Louis the Cardinal Bird, Louisville.
Too bad.
So they're going to be taking
on. I will take Beavers all day long. So there's that. I mean, unless we get like another another one in the running. Because every once in a while, there's like some random Cinderella team that makes it in, and you're like, I never heard of these guys before. And sometimes they have a fun mascot. But like, we'll leave the mascot talk to Friday, because okay, then we'll have the Friday. Full list, and then it'll be more.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so we've got an A-list alert. The Diddy trial continues.
Okay.
And this week it is Jane. That's
Jane
the anonymous.
Doe.
Yeah, literally a Jane Doe. It's the anonymous name she's using. They're not even like allowed to draw her. I mean, it's like the people in the press aren't even allowed to see her.
She's that much of a Jane Doe.
She's that much of a Jane Doe. But she was in a relationship with him from 2021 up until his arrest in the fall of 2024. So she was with him the whole time.
Yeah.
And it sounds like another one of these unbelievable. He called what he liked a polyamorous dating lifestyle.
Okay.
Which was his term for like, I like a lot of different people. She's like, if you were looking for a monogamous relationship, Diddy was not the guy. She was the down low girlfriend. And then he had a public girlfriend. And she said that really hurt her feelings. I don't know if it hurt her feelings enough to break up with him because he was paying rent for her apartment.
Okay.
But the one thing that they talked about were hotel nights, which is another one for freak offs. They had another term, and those were hotel nights. Mm-hmm. Where it was sex performances. She said these things would last 20 to 30 hours.
Yeah, they said it'd be days of nonstop. I mean, geez, how do you last?
I mean, you get why they had to like rehydrate people.
Yes, and you get why there's a lot of baby oil. I mean, come on.
So they had a 2-year love contract. Uh-huh. And in 2023, he was giving her $10,000 a month that she could use for rent or what have you, because he said that he would pay her rent. And so he paid like the down first and last month's payment on where she lived. It's basically showing he had a consistency in these relationships.
Yeah,
these stories are all lining up to be the same way. Yeah. Like the same thing that Cassie said, it's being reinforced by this Jane. Like he had an MO for how
I saw when she said she was reading and listening to Cassie's deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh my God, that's me. That everything that is being said and done is me to a T. So yeah, grimy meets grimy. And then I understand people get into those deals, but on the stand, I saw that they asked her if she still was in love with him. And she says, yes.
Yes.
Still in love. So Diddy wanted her to head over to New York to hand over all of the sex tapes that she had. All of it. I guess she has a bunch. I don't know. But then he got arrested. So they asked him, were you coming to New York? She goes, yes, but he got arrested. So obviously I'm not going to go see him. But then she said, still in love with him, you know, and I'm going through therapy to try to get past it. I'm like, you would have sex for hours on end with these strangers, these escorts, these porn stars.
Yes.
Porn stars, they know what they're doing.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
Maybe you need to get the Hello Pervert email. I think it went to the wrong Microsoft account. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. We meant Mike, not Molly. Dang it. So close.
I'm just saying, so close. There's an M.
Ugh.
There's an M. Anyway, then she would, you know, have relations with Diddy afterwards. So, I mean, it's that she was all in on this thing. And now it is what it is. And I think that even looks, I mean, worse for Diddy. For someone to still be in love with you and to get on a stand and say it all. Yeah, she wants him
to
pay.
The whole thing is so upsetting.
It really is.
It's a mess. On the other end of that spectrum, in the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni lawsuit, everything's looking good for Blake because a judge just threw out Justin's $400 million lawsuit. Lawsuit against her, and it's basically she's in the free and clear, and so she's
out over now.
Socials. Well, her lawsuit is still, but like he countersued her, like she sued him, and he's like, "You sue me, I'll sue you," and a judge just said, "You don't have anything." because he was suing her and he was also suing the New York Times for basically, like, you know,
don't drive me stuff. I mean,
savaging just, his,
I don't get it, but
I know it's so now it's just, it's the lawyers, lawyer talk.
I saw
whispers that Taylor Swift might already secretly be married to.
I saw that headline and I did not click on it because I do not believe it. All right. Taylor and Travis went to his cousin's wedding. Right. And the headline was the groom may have exposed that they're already married. And I was like, I ain't clicking on that.
Oh, I mean, on it immediately.
So what's the deal? What's the dirt? What's the skinny? Give it to me.
That basically, we all know Taylor and Travis were at a different wedding in Tennessee. But apparently something, Taylor and Travis Kelce, like each guest had an envelope that was like put to a backdrop. And one of theirs said Taylor and Travis Kelce. Like it didn't say Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. It said Taylor and Travis Kelce, table 13. So everyone's like, oh my God, did they mess up? And like they made it look.
Is it a joke? It has to be a joke.
I think it's just streamlining things. I don't think, I mean, I'm not reading too much into it, but people are like, that's weird. I mean, she's going by Taylor Kelce.
Maybe, yeah.
I just think if she got married, it would be a thing. I just think married, it'd be a thing.
I think it'd be great for both of them.
I think it'd be a thing as far as like the wedding dress, who was there, like all that kind of stuff. Like, I think they'd do it on the down low, but I think people would know if they were married.
I couldn't imagine what that guest list would be like. It'd have to be on a private little area where Taylor lives, probably in the back of that giant house she has on the lake or whatever that is.
She's got that one in Rhode Island.
Yeah, that one right there is huge. It'd be a beautiful backdrop and everything of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
In the outside, tents everywhere, you know, then freak out party upstairs. No, I'm kidding.
There's no hotel nights for them. No.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
God, that would be absolutely insane. Molly, I'd be happy for both of them. You know, everyone deserves to have their person. I mean, come on.
Everybody does deserve to have
their
person.
It doesn't bother me about, like you think it does, about Kansas City. It doesn't. The only thing, my thing was, is that, and it wasn't even anyone's fault, but the NFL and the network.
Yeah.
Because you started seeing more of Taylor than you did of a fan.
Yes.
Who is, you know, is a diehard. So it was all just Taylor. And all Taylor, and I understand that, but at the same time, I'm like, where are the fans at? And, you know, it just,
I know,
you
know, but
that,
I guess
that was my only complaint, but yeah.
I guess they're figuring people at home, you know, you could show fans, they're complete strangers, but like you throw it to Taylor and everybody's excited because they know who she is.
Well, it was weird because even the announcers were fangirling. Uh-huh. I mean, they were fangirling like crazy.
It's so funny.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's all great. I mean, Travis will eventually retire and I think they'll still be together. He's got other stuff he wants to do, I guess. I don't know. He wants to act and all that. I mean, just think about how lucky some people are.
I know.
Right? Just think about that. He's a great football player. Fantastic. He's one of a kind, right? Mm-hmm. But then he falls into this Taylor Swift thing, which, by the way, exploded their podcast. It wasn't them. It wasn't Taylor, not Taylor, but the brothers doing it. That exploded that thing. And then next thing you know it, Travis's brother, Jason, they bring their wife into it, his wife into it. It was awesome. And now this whole Taylor thing again has exploded her. Because now, you know, the whole thing is nuts. How sometimes
so what it boils down
work
to is one Taylor. Of us needs to date Taylor Swift and really get this podcast cooking. I don't think I'm her type. I think if you shook a tail and Wylene was open, like maybe a
Taylor
polyamorous
Swift?
Yeah. Dating lifestyle. I think that's the term that they're using in the Diddy trial. I think, you know, there could be a shot. Don't ruin our shot.
I'm trying not to by saying wonderful things.
So. I know. I'm like, you are so inorganic. You're like, I want to say some nice stuff about Taylor Swift. Everyone who's listened historically is like, this is new.
I've always liked Taylor. I don't mind her.
I know.
And, you know, the thing is that she just, I don't know. She just deserves someone great. And if he's great for her and makes her happy, does stuff, pays attention to her, includes her and stuff, you know, just makes her laugh or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she should have that. I just don't know why she hasn't found it yet. But look, it took me forever to find someone like Wyleen. Same with you and Peter.
We were both running out of time.
I mean, we just had a wedding for Oliver, and he's 21. I mean, he's got a long life.
I saw the photos, by the way.
Oh, that was great.
I mean, what beautiful. So purple were their colors. Uh-huh. I loved the cake. I loved all the cupcakes. Oh, my God. And then the snack table. Oh, my God. That was so stinking cute.
That was done by Queen GFB, I believe it's called. She's a cottage baker in Omaha, mm-hmm. and she does gluten-free.
Really?
Yeah, she does all gluten-free, and I don't know if that was dairy-free. It's hard to do a buttercream to stand like that, to be like that. But anyway, she did everything. That whole spread, everything, all the food and everything there was all gluten-free. The whole thing, because everybody, you know, there were a lot of people that had some severe allergies and they wanted to take a chance.
What they said
was all good. It was chicken. They had vegetables. It was good. It was like some kind of beef thing with gravy, some roasted potatoes. They had some salad in there.
You're like, I had a sensible salad.
Hey, my stepmother ate a salad right next to me. I did not eat a salad. I actually went up for seconds. They never do that. But they threw it out there. They go, all right, everybody's gone through. If anyone else would like to go one more time, hey, Manuel and I did it. I saw him unless he was going for someone else. And that could be real. My brother-in-law. But I went out for two. I wasn't the only one. Don't do that. I didn't want it to get waste. I'm part of the wedding party, everything.
I need another plate. Never seen that in my life.
Oh, you know, come on.
I've never seen.
Come on. It wasn't because I just snuck up their money.
For seconds. Wyleen's like, oh, good God.
They said it. If you want to come up for seconds, come and get it. Come
just
and get it.
Just because they said it doesn't mean you have to take them up on their offer. All that stuff can get packaged up at the end of the night. Or maybe, did you ever think maybe the staff wants to eat?
Well, why would the staff shouldn't be allowed to eat? They got paid.
You're so mean.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm sorry. I paid $1 billion for this meal for all my guests who didn't want to go back up for seconds because they wanted to push it in the back and hand it off over to the workers.
I didn't realize that you and Wyleen were paying for the wedding.
No, it was the brother. It was the bride. It was still theirs. So why would the people that work the event are getting meals?
So you're outraged on someone else's behalf.
Yes. The security guard.
A single penny, but I am telling you, anybody ate that.
When I looked up there, everybody had already eaten. The next person that goes up there, Molly, no kidding, was the security guard. Right? Nicest guy. No, he's a cop on break. I mean, he's a big dude. No, I'm not going to say anything. Help yourself, dude. You deserve a free meal. You're a police officer. And at the end of the night, mm-hmm. I gave him one of the flower bouquets that were on the middle of the table. He wanted it for his wife. I'm like, dude, take it. No, I didn't pay for this wedding.
You're like, no, take it. I mean, I didn't buy these flowers, but I am feeling very confident to give them away.
One thing that did happen at the wedding is that there was that cake that you saw. Yeah, two-tier cake, right?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there was something else. Well, that's it. They had to cut each other.
Uh-huh.
Right? Everyone takes photos and they're feeding each other or whatever. And then I saw him take that cake and rush it out of the room into the kitchen. And I'm thinking, they must be going to cut it all and bring it. Now, I made the groom's cake.
Yes.
Right? I didn't make a cake that could feed 250 people.
No, but that's what the cupcakes are for.
Yeah, that too. I'm just saying that. So basically, when we're leaving, my cake went out like crazy. I mean, everybody wanted cake. People love cupcakes, but people love wedding cakes.
Did people go back for seconds?
People that go back for seconds. So as we're leaving at the end of the night, you know how they stack everything up. I'm like, take your stuff and get out of here. You know, you can't come back the next day at a lot of these places. So I look over, Molly, and that whole cake is sitting on a table, boxed up and ready to go. Yeah. I was completely blown away. I'm like, that cake, number one, cost a lot. Why didn't it get served to the people that came to the reception? I think that something got spoken in the wrong way or something, because the next day we had the gifts.
Yes.
And now I have a giant cake.
Did you serve
the cake? What are we going to do with this cake? Well, there wasn't. Yeah, we served the cake up.
Good.
To the wedding party, but there's still half of it left. And so we cut the top off, and I froze the top for them for next year.
Yeah.
For their anniversary, right? And so we still have the other cake. But I asked Madison, and it's like, because we didn't want to cut it up before anyone got there for the gifts. I just said, was there a reason why you guys didn't have them cut it, or you were doing something with this? She's like, no, I have no idea why they didn't cut it. I bet they took it back there and forgot it, right? Maybe that's what happened.
I know, but oh my gosh.
Can you believe that? Yeah, so that's the only thing that happened, but I just look at it as miscommunication somewhere along the line. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that damn cake looked good.
You were like, I was waiting for a slice. I bet you were. You're like, I had mine. Cake, but you're like, I had a cake.
My cake was so good. Just to tell you what it was a chocolate, like a dark chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. It had three layers with chocolate buttercream in between each layer, right?
Yes.
And then I buttercreamed the sides of it. And then I got a chocolate ganache that I made and poured up top and had it dripping. So when you took a bite of that cake, it was the most refreshing cake.
Refreshing.
It was weird. You take a bite, Molly, and the buttercream in there was so cool. Oh my God. It was like an orgasm.
I can't believe you didn't. I can't believe you had room after two plates going through twice of the buffet.
And that was, by the way, a dairy-free and gluten-free cake that I made. So, well, yeah, no, I was going to make you one, but you just talked me out of it. Thank you.
Oh no, you weren't going to do that. What for my employee of the month? Is that how we were going to celebrate?
Yes, I guess the word's out. Gracie, are you talking? She's talking. She must have said something to you that you're running for Employee of the Month in July.
I mean, no, I'm obviously running for Employee of the Month. I'm the only person on the show who hasn't gotten it. We've actually gone to Peter.
Okay.
So it's natural that I'd be like, I'm campaigning pretty vigorously for that July pole position.
We're still doing it wrong. It's like Gracie should have worked that month and then got rewarded.
That's You're what Peter said. He's like, for, wait, yes. Peter's like, that's why am I employee of the month for June? I could still screw it up. And I was like, too late.
See, we are doing it. That's what I was trying to say before, because I was wearing that shirt, but that was because I wasn't for employee of the month of April. Gracie, you were May, right? Yeah, she was May. So she was May at the end of April. I should have been April, January, February, March. I should have been March. She should have been April and May, actually. She's done a wonderful job.
And then Peter, so that's why Peter was a little bit confused. He's like, it's the beginning of the month. I could really run it into the ground.
And yeah, think about this. He really can't now, because now when he is about to do something or doesn't, like, can you put this plate away for me? Can you pick that up? And if he goes, no, you go, hey, you're employee of the month. So
he's
going to
be lording this over me. I'm like, how did you get employee of the month at my job?
He's like, part of the job.
I'm just that good.
He is part of the job. So employee of the month again. All right. I think we're done. Do we have anything we're missing? I could just babble on. I'm having this wonderful drink called Hop the Wave.
Oh, is that one where it's non-alcoholic?
Yeah, there's no alcohol in that thing, but there is 5 milligrams of CBD and 5 milligrams of THC.
Talking about food. You're like, oh, let me tell you more about the cake I made. It was refreshing. You're like, you've got the munchies. Stop.
My God, that's good.
You're like, so refreshing.
I've never had one before. I saw it in the fridge. I was going to have a glass of juice. And next time I'm like, you know what? I wonder if this is make me feel any different.
Does it?
I think so. I'm giggling.
Really? Like, first of all, you're very red.
I think I'm high. I'm always red when I laugh this hard.
I know, but that's the thing is that you're like, you're very flush. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell if maybe that has done something to you. So you're a little, you're, sure you're buzzing is. A little bit.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Why am I so red? Am I having allergic reaction?
Because I'm telling you, I think you're having a reaction.
Oh, my God. It's a good reaction, whatever I'm feeling. So I'll turn on a fan right here. All right, so live broadcast.
No. If she needs something, now's the time to ask. Because you're like, I'm in such a good mood. Let's eat that cake.
Let's eat that cake.
Oh, all right. She's wondering where the leftover wedding cake is for her son. You're like, we had one of those hop deals, and let me tell you, I housed that cake.
I very well could. There's also like 8 cupcakes in that freezer too. And those like, are
and they will not
caramel.
Go to waste. The salted caramel. Those look really good with the salted caramel on top.
They were. Everything was really good. It's hard to make a good gluten-free cake. It's so incredibly hard to make that. And make
don't
it like
break your arm patting yourself on the back. They're like,
no, and make it where it tastes like a regular cake.
Yes.
You know? So yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me go on this side.
Refreshing.
Refreshing. So refreshing.
I've never heard a cake described as refreshing. Grace, am I alone?
I'm telling you, it was that good. It was that stinking good.
I've been to a bakery where they've like it's moist.
No, this was
it's
so stinking
delicious.
Good. You'll
I've never
see.
Heard it, like if you look on a box of cake mix, they're not like, you know what? Refreshing.
Yeah. Well, everybody likes refreshing. That's why I grabbed this drink because it was refreshing.
Cake's not refreshing.
That is a new description for how good that cake was. So well, basically, I'm not even going to describe how I did it. I'm not even going to tell you how I made
don't
it
let
refreshing
the
now.
Don't
I
let
can't let the secret out.
Magic
no.
happen.
The magic.
I want to thank Amsterdam Falafel and Kebab and Dundee yeah. for sponsoring the show. You should go get a meat and potatoes plate so you can leave that cake home alone.
I am heading there.
Because you're going to eat something
right after
and it
this.
Might just be the chair.
Yeah. I'm going to eat something. It might just be that. I think I'm going to go to Amsterdam Falafel in Dundee. By the way, in Dundee,
yes.
50th and Underwood, and get those curry fries. And then and you sold me on that. By the way, that's lamb and beef doner kebabs is what it is. So, yeah, it's unique. And you said the meat and potatoes, huh?
Yeah.
With the kebab
I
meat.
Shave it off that meat cone and serve it with on top of those curry fries.
You like those little meat cones?
I do.
I do, too. I think
I
everything should be served like that.
I love them. Greek food, when you see that, and you're like, shake it off. I like it when it's, like, crispy.
Shake it up. All right.
Like,
and also,
well done for me.
Also, live show. It's going to be Saturday night, July 12th, 7:30. Tickets are available through Eventbrite. So, yeah, you can find all the information you need. But it is going to be on the doors open up like 6:30. And it's going to be Saturday night. And we all want you guys to get tickets so you can get those tickets. And you can also find those links on our Facebook page and also Instagram.
We get to meet all the employees of the month. We all in attendance.
We gotta get
you,
a website. Yeah.
Grace, Peter. And at that point, I'm hazarding a guess, Wylene, but I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it.
I don't want you to spoil either. All right. Thanks for listening. And make sure you tell everybody, you know, that because not everybody's on social media, not everybody knows. But yeah, let everyone know that if you can do us a solid, that this podcast does exist and you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. You can watch it on YouTube. There's no charge for it. It's free, baby. So
yes.
Spread the word for us and get it out there. And yeah, we hope to see you on that live show. So have a next safe couple of days. We're going to do the chick pick on Friday as well as Fun Factory. All right. Have a good day. See you later and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.